Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
In the Friday edition of Make It Rain here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, I'm Joe Ranieri. Dane Martinez will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Hope your Thursday was a profitable one. Lot of action last night. Only two games in the NBA, but one of those games happened to be a little precursor to what the playoffs are going to be. And can I tell you something now? All of a sudden, Oklahoma City, OKC, and Portland have a pretty nice rivalry going on. And I think that's going to be, if that was any indication of what we can expect here in the Western Conference playoffs, hold on to your hat, man, because that was crazy last night. Overtime, both teams scoring just a ridiculous amount of points there in order to be able to win the game. And OKC ended up outscoring Portland in overtime and took home the win. But, man, oh, man, we told you earlier this week, OKC has the toughest remaining schedule of anybody else in the NBA, West or East. Their lineup is brutal. They have games like what they had last night against Portland every damn day. I mean, between Golden State and Houston, they play anybody and everybody who is in playoff contention for the rest of the 19 or 20 games that they have. So last night was all about fourth place in the Western Conference playoffs. And if Portland would have won, Portland would have taken it over. But OKC ends up winning, and Portland has been absolutely fantastic over the last couple of weeks, especially at home. They've been on a crazy road trip, and let me just say, they're 5-2 on that road trip. Portland was away from their house, and they did a great job on the road. This team can win on the road. This team can win at home. Not a lot of people spend a lot of time talking about Portland, but Damian Lillard is a stud. He is a star. And unfortunately, there was just a little bit more star power last night in OKC. Paul George been a little unhealthy over the last couple of weeks there, had a bit of a shoulder problem, has sat out a few games. OKC going into last night was 0 for their last 8 against the number. Not good. They've been killing bettors. They've been killing themselves. And last night they were able to turn it around, as was the Milwaukee Bucks, who went into last night in very unfamiliar territory. They had a two-game losing streak. Can you believe that? The Milwaukee Bucks had a two-game losing streak going into last night. They were laying double digits. They were laying 10 against the number three seed, the Indiana Pacers here, who have been really just an unbelievable story all year long. Once they lost Victor Oladipo, for them to continue to be playing at the level they have, scoring at the level that they have, is a great testament to that organization, to that team. These guys are fighters. They are not an easy out. The problem is their home and away splits are atrocious. You got Indiana, who can absolutely win at home. They have a fantastic home advantage. When they go out on the road, it's like a totally different team. They just can't compete, and they couldn't compete last night. That was the problem. Milwaukee just turned it up a notch and ran right over them. So they ended up taking care of business there. Milwaukee 117-98. They covered the 10 points that they were laying there, which is kind of what we thought was going to happen. But they are now an NBA best 49-16. 49-16. Coming off those back-to-back losses, they lost to Utah, they lost to Phoenix, and now they get back home. They're good to go. Everyone's like, ah, and they just ran right over Indiana. And I love Indiana. I mean, Bogdanovich has been amazing the way he has stepped up in the absence of Victor Oladipo. They are good. They're not going to be an easy out, and maybe that's the most encouraging thing. At 42-24, Indiana, right? 42-24, not very good on the road, very good at home. But the truth is, we said it after the All-Star break, right? Just before the All-Star break, and it bears repeating right now. This is going to be a bloodbath in the Eastern Conference playoff situation between these teams, between Milwaukee, between Indiana. You start getting Philly in there. It is going to be an absolute bloodbath. I'm actually looking more forward to seeing what the conference playoffs bring to the table in the East than I am pretty much anything else. Although last night watching OKC taking on Portland, and who'd have thunk it, right? OKC Portland all of a sudden is this crazy ass rivalry where we're getting guys tossed, we're getting technical fouls, we're getting hard fouls. You got Damian Lillard throwing up 51. You've got Russell Westbrook taking over a game. Last night, Paul George getting a little healthier. All of a sudden, OKC and Portland now are going to be a lot of fun to watch as the Western Conference Finals. But the East, nobody is looking forward. I can tell you right now, nobody's going to go, wow, can't wait to get that Indiana Pacers team, boy. They entered the game in third place in the Eastern Conference, 42-23. They were one game ahead of the Sixers, that being the Pacers. So they lost, which gives the Sixers an opportunity tonight to kind of take control of that number three spot. And there is a few big games on tonight. There was only two games in the NBA last night. A lot of focus was going to be on college hoops, and there was a lot of money to be made. The problem was there was a lot of teams playing last night, and I caught you guys, a lot of you guys on social media. The degenerate gamblers in you, the guys who love to make it rain, these mid-major conferences, you're all about. You're all about making it rain, baby. And, you know, when you find yourself betting on Austin Peay and you don't even know where Austin Peay is, and you just like to, like, when you find yourself betting on games like that, like I found myself betting on last night, you've probably crossed a threshold you can't go back from. You are a different kind of degenerate gambler there. You enjoy making it rain on a whole different level. It's one thing to look at the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, and be like, all right, you know, I can back these teams. But when I looked at my card last night, and I'm talking with, like, you know, Montana State and Austin Peay, I'm going, yep, maybe I should look into this. But you know what? We won, so it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It means we're doing something right. And hopefully, we're getting the technology right. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Dane Martinez back in, joining us. Plenty to get to, including Antonio Brown drama. Next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys,
She'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It's Friday, people, and the greatest, and I mean the greatest, soap opera on television right now, the greatest reality television show ever, maybe in the history of television, is got to be the NFL, as more drama surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers, Antonio Brown. Now there's a new team involved. This all happened probably while you were sleeping here this morning about 1 o'clock. We'll tell you all about that coming up, but want to welcome you guys in. Joe Ranieri here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Make It Rain. And we plan on doing that here this morning for you. We are loaded with handicapping information coming your way today, including UFC. We got another fight night coming up this weekend. And who better to talk than with the Sports Keg CEO? Jay will be joining us next hour. He's got the breakdown of the main event. He might have one or two other nuggets of information and value there for you guys to make a little bit of money there for the UFC. And then 8 o'clock, Charles Michel, one of the foremost, one of the best European soccer handicappers that we've got here in the country. He's going to drop by from PickCity.com and break down a couple of the upcoming Champions League. We have MLS. We got Champions League. We got more soccer than we know what to do with right now. And for those of you who may not, you may not dabble in basketball as much outside of, you know, March Madness, maybe, you know, maybe you go to football and then you look to baseball. I can tell you, if none of that tickles your fancy, get ready for soccer. There is more action in soccer around this world than you can shake a stick at. And it doesn't get a lot of publicity here, but let me tell you, man, between the MLS getting ready to start over here, the European leagues, the Champions League, there is a lot of ways for us to be able to profit in soccer. I'm looking forward to talking to Charles. I've had the pleasure of talking to him a few other times, and I'm not a soccer guy. Never have been, right? I don't know how many of you guys have been embraced soccer. I don't like playing it. I can watch it, you know. I like the idea that I can throw a ball out there in an hour and a half. We're going to go ahead and we're going to be done one way or the other. Not nearly enough scoring for me, but the opportunities from a sports investing standpoint for soccer are plentiful, especially if you know what you're doing, which is why it's so good to be able to lean on guys. And that's all Charles does, is he is inundated all day long following soccer around the world. So he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, hopefully be able to pass some information along our way to watch us be a little bit more profitable this year and in this soccer season, which is hilarious because I'm here in Miami and they do play a little soccer here in Miami. It's actually the El Clasico was just here. Real Madrid was just here last week. and they play it at the Hard Rock Stadium, which is where the Dolphins play. And can I tell you something? That stadium has never seen as many people as it had for the El Clasico and watching, you know, Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch, if you will. I've never seen that stadium that packed. There were people waiting 2 days out, waiting to be able to get in there and tailgate. So soccer is extremely big, certainly here in Miami. I'm sure it's grown where you are as well. But from a betting standpoint, I think over the next year, I mean, Miami's getting ready to get a soccer team here, right? I mean, so that's on its way. We're going to have a MLS team here in Miami, and those games are going to pack out. They're building a stadium. I like the idea of the smaller stadiums. About 15, you know, they only have about 12 to 15,000. The Chargers play at a soccer stadium, and I can hear you guys. The Chargers play at like a soccer stadium. What are they, 15, 20,000 people? And they can barely fill that. But when soccer comes to town, you can, man, oh, man, it's something to be said, the excitement, the smaller stadium on top of the field, closer access. That could be the wave of the future instead of having to try to sell out, you know, 60, 70,000 seat stadiums. Soccer's got the right idea there. Give me 15,000, 20,000 crazy people, pack them in a tent thing. Oh, we got Dane. All right, Dane, are you there, man? Oh, he's cutting in and out. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll get Dane is working feverishly behind the scenes here as we've got engineers. We've actually flown them in from Barcelona, I think, in order to be able to get this thing worked out, but we will. Bottom line is that soccer is a money maker, especially from a betting standpoint. So we'll get that coming up. But I told you the big story here this morning as you're waking up is Antonio Brown. Where is he going? What is he doing? What's going to happen? Well, last night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, apparently doesn't sleep. Let me see if I can get the post up, because last night he posted, did a whole little video thing about how breaking news we are looking at. Oh, here it is. Let me get it up for you so you can see the post. This was Ian Rappaport about 1 o'clock, 11:30 last night, and then it kept snowballing from there. I got the alert when I woke up this morning at about 2:30. I was like, what is going on? He drops this bomb saying the sources say that the Steelers are closing in on a deal to send Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills. So my first thought was when I was reading this last night that, oh, man, Gabe Morenci, he did it. You know, on the morning after yesterday, we were talking about, you know, where do we think Antonio Brown's going to land? And we had heard that, yeah, the Raiders, but the Jets came out, the Cardinals came out. They were denying any sort of interest in him. And then we also heard that, listen, something is going to happen by today, and that there are three teams that nobody's talked about yet that have interest. And we were all speculating yesterday, all right, so who are these three teams? My choice here was the Carolina Panthers. I thought him and Cam together, along with Ron Rivera, in that NFC West division that has guys like Julio Jones and Michael Thomas, and Mike Evans. The only team that doesn't have a true number one burner and wideout, a game changer at the wide receiver position, is the Carolina Panthers. So I thought that was my guess, and Dane was great because Dane, he put all his eggs into the Green Bay basket, which is also, part of me would go, you know what, Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, I would be very fearful if I was, in the NFC North there. That's not exactly a combination. I would, as good as the Chicago Bears defense is, that's not exactly a combination I'd be looking forward to facing twice a year. So it certainly makes sense from that standpoint. I just don't know that Green Bay has never really been in that organization to go out and get a diva type like an Antonio Brown or really pay that kind of money outside of Aaron Rodgers. So it's interesting. We're all speculating, hey, you know, this could be teams nobody's mentioned. Green Bay's a good fit. Carolina's a good fit. And then Gabe yesterday on the show before we left, of course, you know, Gabe Morenci, the morning after Game Time Decisions, as you guys know him here on the network, he drops, of course, the Buffalo Bills. But he's such a Buffalo Bills homer. it's his team, and he wears that pride. You know, he's part of the Bills Mafia, which they're a few fries short of a happy meal anyway. So he drops the Buffalo Bills, and we all kind of went, yeah, all right, dude, yeah, you know, what a shock. You know, Gabe comes up with the Buffalo Bills. And then this breaks last night at 11:30, and it's been like this. Now, the problem is, right after this was posted last night by Ian Rappaport, I've known Ian. I've worked with Ian before. Ian is not a – he's not one of these reporters. He's not one of these guys in the NFL that posts crap just to post it looking for clicks. It's not what Ian Rappaport does. He hasn't gotten to where he is now working for the NFL Network by just going ahead and posting frivolous stuff. Ian Rappaport truly posted this because he had heard there was something going on. The problem is, once this came out, these are the following posts that were right underneath Ian Rappaport's story about Antonio Brown going to the Bills, including Antonio Brown, who posted fake news underneath it. So the NFL Network, you can see the Buffalo Bills are closing in on a deal to acquire Antonio Brown, according to the rap sheet. Then Antonio Brown comes in and goes, fake news. He's got the siren. And then you have Vic Carucci also saying that the Bills have just inquired about Antonio Brown with the Steelers, but no deal is imminent. In fact, a few league sources, including Adam Schefter, have come out over the last couple of hours and gone, yeah, no, there's nothing even remotely close to being settled between Pittsburgh and Buffalo. So now you're going, I don't know what the hell to believe. But that is the NFL, isn't it? Isn't that that's what makes the NFL the greatest soap opera reality television in the world? We'll talk more about this coming up here on a Friday as we make it rain in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Week
Weekend Fantasy Update.
How my girlfriend, we used to call it Lisa Temper. Like, she'd party for like a month for her birthday. Well, we're not 13 anymore, honey. Like, it's...
When did that start? And all of a sudden, it's just your birthday month.
I know.
Never around. And also, the past couple years, all I hear now, what's my birthday? Well, my birthday week, my birthday month. What the hell is this? Was she your birthday year next to?
I know. I tell her, I look at her, she's like, you know, it's my birthday month. I'm like, just thinking in my head, you gotta be kidding me.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Man, what a Friday. It looks like it's going to be drama city in the NFL. What better way to head into the weekend? Good morning. It is Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Joe Ranieri. I believe now we have got our man, buddy. Dane Martinez, is joining us. And Dane, I think we can hear you, my friend. So congratulations. Technology is wonderful when it works, pal.
It's a beautiful thing. Good thing, Joe, we have an entire technology region for our things we hate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can have a late entry into that. But hey, I digress.
We might have to actually put this one in there, being able to hear your co-host on a radio show would be fantastic.
Joe, if I'm reporting for duty at 5:30 in the effing morning, you better be able to hear me. I ain't waking up for no reason. You know what I mean, Joe? How you feeling, brother? Happy Friday.
We're glad you got you, because I don't know what to make of what the hell's going on here with the Antonio Brown to the Bills. I'm thinking Gabe Morenci paid people off. I'm going, you know, we had a little side bet on the show yesterday, so I'm thinking maybe he's, you know, he's getting to Ian, he's doing all of these things, but, you know, Ian comes out with that 11:30, Ian Rappaport comes out, posts that. It's coming. It's close. We had heard that it would be some sort of, you know, team that nobody was talking about. The Bills fit that narrative. And then everybody, including AB, within the last few hours is just ripping apart Ian Rappaport, as if Ian Rappaport is going. If this is not correct from Ian Rappaport, if this turns out to be false, I don't know what that says about Ian Rappaport or how his credibility is going to take a huge shot if this turns out not to be true.
It's the race to scoop people, you know, in this kind of social media day and age, right? And so we shall see. But here's what I think is the interesting part. We made this point over the last 2 weeks, Joe. We said with Anthony Davis and with Antonio Brown, the difference was they're going to go to wherever the best deal is for the team. And if Buffalo wants to give him the best deal, then that's where he's going to wind up. I find it very interesting. I saw an interview with Larry Fitzgerald last week where he was like, I love AB and all, but he might be doing it the wrong way. He's like, listen, he got Ben Roethlisberger at least. He's got a blue chip franchise. The Pittsburgh Steelers are perennial championship contenders. There are not many places that are technically a better situation if your motivation is to win than Pittsburgh, and he's going to wind up in Buffalo toiling. That would wind up being karma and hysterical. There are great wide receivers on bad teams all over this NFL, but guess what? They don't have the social media following, and their business is not booming the same way. Go have fun in Buffalo, AB.
Yeah, but I don't. You know what? I don't buy it, because if that's the case, there's no reason for you to come out and say fake news. So, you know, the Steelers may have a deal in place. That could be a possibility, but that doesn't mean that Antonio Brown, because Antonio Brown, believe it or not, still holds the final card here. If they want to ship him off to Buffalo and he doesn't want to go, he's already said he doesn't need football. So he could just threaten to retire altogether. They still got to pay him, and he ain't going anywhere. So he still holds that final card. So I don't understand from his standpoint, if this is truly going to happen and he so wanted to get out of Pittsburgh, it doesn't make any sense to me to come out and blast Ian Rappaport and put and be like, dude, you're fake news. It's not happening. Well, if it is happening, AB, then you're a liar. So I don't know why AB would come out and go, yeah, no, this is totally fake news. Just makes everybody look bad.
Maybe he's still trying at an 11th hour to convince another team to get into the mix. You know, it's sort of like, listen, Bryce Harper, we think, had a deal for the Phillies, you know, on the table for a while. Him and his agent.
We never heard Bryce Harper say it. But the difference is we never heard Bryce Harper go, I'm not going to the Phillies. You just threw Ian Rappaport under the bus saying that he's a liar. You basically just told Ian Rappaport it's fake news.
Yeah, but AB, listen, AB threw Ben under the bus, threw other teammates under the bus, threw an organization under the bus. What does he care about throwing a media member under the bus? You know, like, why? So why
because
would
it makes him look like a liar, though. It's not like it's like Joe Schmo from, like, you know, Bismarck News here. Like, Ian Rappaport is one of the most well-respected guys in the business.
You.
By you saying it's not happening, if it comes out and it was exactly happening or it does happen, then you look like an idiot.
Do you think Antonio Brown cares if some people in public perception think he looks like an idiot? People already think he looks like an idiot with the interviews he's doing, with his bleach blonde mustache. You know, people already think he looks like an idiot. He doesn't care about that. He's going to go all in to try to manipulate this to get to his destination. But as we've said, it is the Steelers who hold the cards. And so, you know, if he wants
to that's my
to Buffalo,
point. I don't understand what he gains. What does he gain by going and denying a report that, you know, one of the more well-respected media guys that covers the NFL comes out with it, and your answer is fake news? Because if it is a possibility, it's going to come out if Buffalo made an offer. Eventually, it's going to come out. There is absolutely nothing you gain by denying it. If you sat there and went, yeah, and this is what confuses me, because now I'm thinking maybe Ian Rappaport, you know, somebody has something. I'm trying to backtrack and go, who's got something to gain by
Where
Ian Rappaport
happen?
Putting right. this out there? Right? You know what I mean? Who's got something to gain? Because AB does not hurt. It doesn't help AB by going, no, dude, that's fake news. Ian Rappaport's lying.
Right. I think what I just said at the very beginning is, in this, you know, social media world, there is a race to scoop people. In essence, Rappaport versus Schefter, right? And that's who has something to gain, is Ian Rappaport by being the first to report it. You know, I think
you
that
think?
Would be the only thing I think of. Yeah. It's like, who gets it first, Rappaport or Schefter?
Because it's such a fine line between being the first to scoop it and then completely throwing something out of left field. Because if it comes out that, hey, by the way, Buffalo inquired, you know, like 30 other teams right. inquired to the Steelers, but inquiring and there is a deal going to happen today, he's heading to Buffalo. You know, even Ian Rappaport's been doing this a long time. I've known Ian a long time. He's not a guy that is just going to post something to get a scoop. I just, like, okay, who's so selling that to Ian Rappaport?
That's the answer. Maybe it's not Ian Rappaport that has something to gain, right? Maybe it's
right.
Ian Rappaport's source that has something to gain. You know what I mean? This
who
person who fed Ian Rappaport the info, if it turns out to not be true, that or true, that the source has something to gain. Maybe to be a more credible or more reliable or first, you know, on speed dial for Ian Rappaport. Maybe that's the person with the most to gain. And they then, you know, risked their journalistic integrity to try to be the person that got him that scoop and to be on Ian Rappaport's speed dial. Maybe it's the source.
And it would have to be a pretty credible source for him to go out of the way at 11:30 at night and put this out there, because he is. I mean, it's not getting any better. It's now you've got Jason LaConfora with CBS Sports. He's going, don't believe everything you read. I mean, there are now guys. Schefter comes out an hour later and goes, this is absolutely not happening. It's not even close. So all of a sudden we got. Not only Antonio Brown, we got a very well-respected member of the media's right. career on the line here, because if this turns out to be total crock, then anytime Ian Rappaport breaks a story, we're all going to be like,
yeah, there's a shade of doubt.
Yeah, that's a shade of doubt. Now, listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't hate the Buffalo idea. I mean, I don't hate the Buffalo idea from the standpoint of Buffalo is putting the pieces together in order to be able to contend against Tom Brady, right? And the AFCs. You got your young quarterback. You got a great defense. You know, you don't have a wide receiver. You got Zay Jones. You got a couple of pieces. You know, if you can work that offensive line and get yourself a running game, Buffalo is. Listen, nobody played Buffalo last year going, this is going to be easy. I'm playing Buffalo. That team fought every damn week. And oh, yeah, by the way, he's a pretty damn good defensive head coach. And they're a pretty good defense filled with a bunch of young guys. You got the draft coming up. I don't hate it. I don't think it's the best. You know, it's not number one, choice number one. But from a Pittsburgh standpoint, from a Buffalo standpoint, I don't hate the move.
Sure. I mean, the only person who would hate this move is Antonio Brown, you know, and we already said that he doesn't hold the cards here. It's going to be what the team wants to do, right? If Buffalo's offering the picks or whatever it is, we don't know what the terms of this deal would be vis-a-vis what other people may have offered. But yeah, you know, it makes sense. It's similar on some level to you were identifying Carolina, you know, like a team who needed that kind of receiver to stretch the team, a team that could be on the cusp of the playoffs. But listen, what I've heard about Buffalo, remember Marshawn Lynch didn't want to play there. Other players don't think it's good to be up in, you know, kind of Western New York. Why? For their brand. It would be very interesting to see if Antonio Brown is going to be okay toiling up there kind of in relative anonymity, you know, with a guy like LeSean McCoy. And so how Antonio Brown would react to this, I think, is the important part. I don't think it'll be good, but it ain't going to matter if Buffalo offers the right deal. Here's my question, though, Joe. You know, Ian Rappaport, isn't it okay to get it wrong like once out of every 100 times? Like, how many times do you think he's going to get it wrong before it actually impacts his credibility? Because I think, listen, you can get it wrong every now and then.
In today's world, with the competition in that space, the worst part is you create indifference with people where they're no longer going to you to go, hey, is this true or not? Let me go to Ian Rappaport. Now, you know, that takes a serious chink out of the armor for Ian Rappaport. But keep in mind, Antonio Brown does have, okay, the final say here, because if he wants to blow this up, he can. And he's already put it out there. I don't need football. He can just tell everyone, I'm out, guys. I'm done. I don't have to. I'm not playing. I'm not playing anything. Then they don't get anything. Pittsburgh. Then they don't get any equity. So he can blow it up if he wants, which he kind of already did.
And it's clear that he's down to blow it up if he wants.
Yeah.
Right? We see him saying, he's okay.
I don't know. Crazy. More on this story coming up here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Scouting Combine has come and gone with the 2019 NFL Draft just around the corner. If you are a serious fantasy football player, well, you know it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Yet Roto Experts, they've got you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Dave Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, NFL draft content. You name it, they've got it every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% now at rotoexperts.com. You just got to use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And more information coming out here this morning, the bombshell report by Ian Rappaport that's now being disputed by just about every other source around the NFL, saying that the Bills and Steelers are closing in to send Antonio Brown to Buffalo. Now, the interesting thing about this also is when you consider the Bills are a top four, I believe. I think they're number four when it comes to available cap space. They have they got $73 million in cap space. They also have, and I don't think people realize this, they've got 10 draft picks this year. 10. So that's also a big number. So they definitely have the capital. If they wanted to do this, and I don't see why they wouldn't want to do it. I can certainly see it from Buffalo's standpoint that this would make sense because they have, A, the cap space to sign him, and, B, they've got the draft assets that some the Pittsburgh want to look at. So I could see it happening here. The question is this just Antonio Brown poo-pooing it because he doesn't want it to happen, or is there really – and I think we're going to know in the next – couple of hours to tell you the truth. If this deal is going to happen, but I think it's going to happen rather quickly.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out one way or the other. You know, it's only 6:30 in the morning right now, Joe. You know what I mean? So when business starts, you know, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., we're going to hear about this. We heard today was kind of the drop-down date, get your best offers in. This will come to a conclusion one way or the other. I come back to what we've been saying with Anthony Davis and Antonio Brown. It's going to be where the team wants him to go because they're going to get the offer back that they like. And if it happens to be Buffalo because they have the draft assets, so be it. Mm. You know what I mean? And all I got to say, and this is what Larry Fitzgerald was saying last week at a conference, if AB wasn't happy about Big Ben, imagine now having Josh Allen as a quarterback. Imagine having, you know, part of it, listen, Antonio Brown is also not able to get double covered as much as some of these other great wide receivers because you have Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side. You have Le'Veon Bell commanding the attention of the defense, you know. You don't have that in Buffalo, you know what I mean? You don't have all these other threats around to try to take away the defensive attention from you. You go into Buffalo, you're going to start seeing the same kind of coverage that a guy like DeAndre Hopkins sees every single week, and we'll see how much you like it then.
You know, the problem with all of this with Antonio Brown, and you had mentioned Larry Fitzgerald earlier. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is one of the smartest, one of the most well-respected wide receivers in ever to suit up. I mean, the guy is a legend. I wish more people looked up to him than guys like, Antonio Brown here. You know, this is – he's – but he was so right from the standpoint, Antonio Brown, and this is the problem with him and guys like Odell Beckham Jr. and other diva wide receivers, right, is they don't understand. The receiver doesn't make the quarterback. The quarterback makes the wide receiver. And there isn't a place, a name, there isn't anything that you can name me, and I don't even Aaron Rodgers, okay, and Cam Newton, even our two picks, there is absolutely no better situation and quarterback for Antonio Brown than what he has right now with Ben Roethlisberger. He was absolutely correct. And what we have seen in the past, when guys like guys like Terrell Owens decided to go to Cincinnati, and we see all of these great diva wide receivers think the grass is green at some other place because they're getting disrespected. You know what happened to – you remember those Terrell Owens Cincinnati years? Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Nobody does because nobody watched it because you're that insignificant. You don't make the quarterback. The quarterback makes the wide receivers. And outside of Pittsburgh, as far as I'm concerned, any other deal, he is basically going – he's going to become absolutely a non-factor for the rest of his career in the NFL by leaving Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and we talked about this. You know, we talked about the kind of attention he's going to get, the grass is always greener kind of thing. I mean, honestly, Joe, like, Pittsburgh is easily one of the top five offenses in the National Football League and has been for the better part of the last decade. You know, like, what situation are you going to get that's better? What situation are you going to have a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Pro Bowl running back, you know, to take attention away from you, and a top five offensive line? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he thought this through, quite frankly, unless as we talk about what his primary motivation is not actually to win. They say, oh, I'm just trying to win. Maybe that's not actually his primary motivation, as we've seen with other stars. Maybe his primary motivation is to develop his brand, have business be booming. The guy was on the Fox series, The Masked Singer. I've seen him on Shark Tank. He's trying to be out there, right? And so if you go to Buffalo, though, that doesn't help your branding either. So if the Steelers want to stick it to him, they can accept whatever deal will put him into purgatory for the rest of his career. And that's pretty much what's going to happen.
The branding argument doesn't cut water anymore because of the fact that we said the same thing about the Lakers. You don't need to be on the Lakers to enhance your brand. NBA guys know this better than anybody. It's not that he doesn't want to win. That's not the case with any of these guys putting their bodies through what they put here. They all want to win. The problem with Antonio Brown is that his ego is so big that he thinks he's the reason why. Part of him believes he's the reason why Ben Roethlisberger is considered as good as Ben Roethlisberger is. He thinks that he's actually going to be a difference maker. Like, he's going to bring something to the table that's going to help a team all of a sudden become totally relevant. No matter who the quarterback is, he thinks in his mind he's the reason why Pittsburgh has been as successful as they have. But what we've seen in the past with guys like Terrell Owens and others, what we've learned is, yeah, you're not the guy that makes the difference. No wide receiver makes the difference. The quarterback makes the receiver. It's not the other way. It's not the other way around. And even so, like, wouldn't you want to go, even if you had a choice, to a Cam Newton or to an Aaron Rodgers? The whole thing just, it blows me away that he is even in this situation right now. And this also leads me to think that maybe, just maybe, and how big a possibility do you think this is? Maybe he stays in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, listen, I was saying this from the very beginning. Remember when there were odds on all the places he might go? And, like, Pittsburgh was, like, the sixth choice? I was like, don't sleep on Pittsburgh. You know, I thought it was going to be some kind of, like, time heals all wounds, and eventually they'd have a meeting, you know. I thought that meeting with the Rooneys would be kind of a kumbaya, let's work it out, and it wasn't. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, if cooler heads prevail, the best situation for him is in Pittsburgh. And quite, you know, absolutely, he is a difference maker, Joe. He is a difference maker, but it's on a different level, right? There are tiers to this, okay? You could still be a difference maker as a wide receiver, but not on the level of the quarterback. The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. And don't get it twisted. You know, he isn't getting double coverage because Le'Veon Bell is in that backfield also. You know what I mean? And Juju is on the other side. So it's all a sum of the parts. And so, you know, We'll see. But we were talking about this from the beginning. I think we just have to go back to this point. It is the Steelers who control this destiny. It's New Orleans Pelicans who control that destiny, right? So I think it's an interesting point. Maybe this is all the call the bluff. We get the best deals, and we're like, and Pittsburgh's like, look, Antonio, you want to go to Buffalo, or you want to shut the hell up and be a good soldier and start playing for us again,
right,
and actually have a chance to win? You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe this is all calling each other's bluff as well.
Because he could retire. I mean, he does have that. He's already laid that foundation that I don't need football. I'm good.
He doesn't.
It's going to be on my terms. Well, maybe this is all a process that we've got to go through. I don't know how he goes back into that locker room unless Ben Roethlisberger and him kiss and make up on some level. I don't know how that happens. But I do know now the Steelers just signed Maurice Pouncey to a 3-year $33 million deal, making him the highest paid center in the league. You are talking about shoring up a pretty damn good offensive line there, 29 years old. He is every bit as good in that center position as we have seen, or certainly in the league right now. And now Pittsburgh is doing it the right way. They're creating a formidable offensive line. Yeah. They've got James Conner in the back. If you're AB, you're looking at this, you're going, they're doing it all right, man. Now Roethlisberger is going to have more time to get me the ball. Like, you know, it would be better, especially for Steelers fans, if Antonio Brown just woke up tomorrow and was like, you know what, I'm good, man. You know what, guys, let's just go out and win a championship.
Let's do this. Yeah, and here's the other thing. Ben Roethlisberger is at the end of the line himself. So if the Steelers are smart, they're going to do whatever they can when the Big Ben window is still open, which is in the next couple of years. So if you're Antonio Brown and you're 31 years old, you know, at least with this franchise, they're going to go all in right now, because the time is now for them before they have to hit the reset button with a new quarterback. So listen, there's no better situation for AB than, you know, than Pittsburgh. You know, so we shall see. Quite frankly, you know, we were saying it's going to be very interesting to see if his ego stays in the way.
it is a giant obstacle right now for him. That is for sure. Certainly, given all the other information that we're getting, and another wide receiver,
receiver. You know, Joe, it's kind of like last year, real quick, how, you know, we were wondering where Dez Bryant was going to wind up. And then in the early part of the season, everyone's like, you know what the best fit for Dez Bryant is? The damn Cowboys. You know what I mean? And so we'll see if they actually come together.
Odell Beckham Jr., his name's being floated around once again. It looks like Dave Gettleman has been doing his best to tell people that, yeah, no, it's all good. It's, you know, not a problem. We love Odell, all of this good stuff. But, yeah, we don't know that, because the rumors are now, yesterday it came out, that the Browns are heavily favored to land Odell Beckham Jr. in a trade. And that's what the bookmakers, certainly at some of these places, they released the odds, and it looks like they're heavy favorite. And I mean heavy favorite, given the situation that he's under contract. Cleveland. Yep. Cleveland at plus 285 right now is crazy. And it went from plus 500 to plus 285 overnight. So you know how this works with the odds makers. It's either somebody's either knowing something, or they're dropping somebody dropped a whole lot of money on Cleveland, or something happened here overnight to get them from plus 500 to plus 285, cutting their odds in half. The Cleveland Browns do kind of a trade situation for the New York Giants. I don't know what they have that the Giants would want back. I mean, you can't have Landry and him, can you? You can't have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. for that price tag.
That's exactly what they want. Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, best friends, teammates at LSU. They have been trying to manipulate this as far as collusion for a while. And what I'm hearing is that what the Giants may get back is the guy, right guard Kevin Zeitler, PFF's best rated guard last year. Maybe they're going to try and protect Eli in his swan song. And honestly, I think this is a good move, because that offense needs to run Saquon anyway.
We'll see exactly what happens there. We'll talk about that. We got some baseball news for you too coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy.
Best friends forever.
When you look at these dominant relievers, I would go after situations where you're going to get holds and you also have the possibility of potentially getting saves. Think of a weird closer situation. The White Sox, Herrera and or Colome are probably the better reliever, I would think, than Matt Barnes.
I think he's going to get more strikeouts than both of those guys.
So maybe Matt Barnes is the guy. Like maybe that's
if
really
what he's
going to
play in a saves plus hold league.
Yeah.
Or even just like have a hold category.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Ourselves on a late quit update there. Late quit is in full effect now. Late tank happening in L.A. and a lot of people are just, yeah. We've got playoff mode deactivated there with LeBron James. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But it was a great night in the NBA last night. It's going to be an even bigger night in the NBA. And Dane, I had mentioned it earlier that if don't look now, but all of a sudden, quietly, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Portland Trailblazers have themselves a hell of a rivalry going on. Two teams that don't like each other, filled with a couple of big name guys that are going at it. And last night, that game was, if that's a precursor to what we can expect in the playoffs from these two teams, energized, going at it. That was a playoff atmosphere. Going to overtime, Lillard drops 51. You know, Russell Westbrook does his thing, drops in a whole bunch of points on the way to, I think, combined 65 between him and Paul George. This is going to be this is what the NBA, I wish more of that would happen, because all of a sudden these two teams are ready to kill each other, and that's what NBA basketball should be about.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, we've talked about these teams, OKC and Portland, as teams, you know, like smaller market teams. Like, you need to check these guys out. Paul George playing at an MVP level, Mr. Triple-Double, Russell Westbrook as well. But don't get it twisted. Damian Lillard is a beast. Okay, Damian Lillard was one of the five guys on the Western, on like Team LeBron, that was on the court to close out the game as well. Mm. You know what I mean? This kid is kind of underrepresented when we talk about the studs of the NBA. And honestly, Joe, like Golden State, You know, they lost at Miami. They lost at Orlando. They lost to Boston recently. You know, I'm not saying there's a chink in the armor, but I would wonder, Joe, might it be a growingly smarter and smarter bet to pick one of these non-Warrior teams in the Western Conference, you know, to win the finals? You know, because their odds have to be inflated a little bit, right? Like, if you covered an Oklahoma City and a Houston, let's say, you know, you could probably get them both at big numbers to win it all. And if there's a chink in the Golden State armor, these are the kind of teams that can capitalize. And they are studs. Don't forget about them.
Well, if there's a chink in the Golden State armor, we'll see it tonight as the Denver Nuggets travel to the Oracle to take them on, laying 6.5. We'll talk about that coming up, plus the rest of the NBA slate on a Friday. We'll help you make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.